Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, this is Kenya Cordova Show. Welcome. The guest call-in is 516-418-5419. This is January 20th Intuitive Industry Report. This Intuitive Industry Report has been brought to you by financialprivatelender.blogspot.com. I am the only one. I'm the rep. So please take a look at what's going on there. I have attached both reports. It's on my slideshow here on Blog Talk Radio. It's posted already, so please review that now. My Cash App for donations is $GalacticWar. Again, my Cash App is $GalacticWar. I am looking for a sugar daddy to take care of my business startup fees and also a couple dates to get to know someone. My business startup fees are in the billions section and also $10,000 if you know what is good, okay? I'm not involved with the housing industry, but I'm about recognized like that, okay? All right, the industry secret, the phrase is, why do cats purr, replace the item before it bites? Meaning, if you are the cat and you're biting, you do not need to bite me all day long because the purr is very distinguished as an ability that regulates itself very well around people. That's a no-no, and this is exactly what we're talking about. Once you take a look at the reports, you recognize that there's top to bottom, okay, because there's words on one and there's letters on the other one. It's called a black-white Israel or black-white tic-tac-toe, okay? So on the top it's black, fades out to white, and the middle is Israel. The number is in the middle. You do not recognize me. You recognize the words, okay? So we're starting off with indigenous, permanent, and mink. That's the conversation for people who are rich and almost mildew or dusty or something, okay? So then when it goes to coat, we all recognize that it means furry and dusty or real what he thinks he is and can talk it. Okay, so the middle is the number. That's the I number. That means it's the beholder of what oddness isn't for a second or two because he's still speaking numbers. The right side goes away from the one. Let me redo that. 12,000, the center place. Israel is what I said. If the person can't get it together, then he's reflective as all, and it isn't a person, it's a monkey. If he knows how to say monkey, then he understands that his whole language is not anything what I've seen before, and not to be in front of the eye that has understood you or still understands what it's like to be a person. Okay, so 9 billion, that is the number. It's more further to the left, and it isn't outside of me that much, but it's still reflective that you know me that well, that it could have just been done normal, monkey. Okay? Negro. Okay? Now, indigenous, that means you don't understand exactly what I just said. The report that I see in Israel is, so just if you understand exactly what it is that I'm trying to tell you ever, it's always odd. Okay, so back away a little bit, but not too far. But when you recognize exactly what it is, I may be gone. I'm opening up the chat right now. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please place those there now. Also, the guest call-in again, please give me a call. Let me know what's going on. Guest call-in is 516-418-5419. The Blog Talk Radio, Kenya Cordova Show is on every morning, as finances will. That is upon you to recognize that I have a living and I have to replace items often in order to give you the same type of broadcast. Also, Movie Night is on my YouTube. My YouTube is Kenya Lynam. Movie Night is live in the evening. Kenya Lynam. Okay. Then my Instagram, I'm on live around 3 p.m. If you would like to ask questions, I'm on live at 3 p.m. Instagram is Vanna. Hold on a minute. Because I feel like I'm rambling. My Instagram is Vanna.Faggio. And then I have Intuitive Industry Reports in the morning. I just had one on Twitter, and I'm here now on this show giving this Intuitive Industry Report. My Twitter is Bonifagio. That's in the morning. That's without the dot. Instagram, that is with the dot, Bonifagio. Again, today is a beautiful day. Keep it that way. When you meet people on the road, don't meet them in agony. Meet them pleasantly, because they will surprise you that you're talking about the same item. Nothing matters, but if they're the AI a little bit, then you recognize that it's humans against androids. If it's humans against androids the whole time, yes. If you're the human and the androids are very human-like, yes. If you're the android, the human is the only one there, so it's one face that holds anything, or it is just the human. You're the android. Do not be the android creature or the bug. Meet the person with respect and dignity that you know from your ancestors up higher. Then when you talk to her, do not spook her that you're different or that you're an allocation of ceremonies. If nobody knows you yet, then everything is respected and you can do exactly what the business is, like donations and normal stuff, and then tell her you've seen her on television or something like that or what it is, okay? But if she doesn't recognize you, then you don't recognize her right away, like in her midriff or something. Because she may not know why you're a guy, but just standing there smiling, okay? Then if a person understands more, nobody sees that you're there. Like I said, it's the human and the other. It's the person and the other, but everybody is people in person aptitude high. Okay, that's the message, and I'll speak with you in the morning. Bye.